Bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy. It's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Lisa Davis.
If you talk to any woman, you will find out very quickly what she does not like about her body. Her thighs are too fat. Her face is too wrinkly. Her hair is too stringy. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And we need to stop. We need to embrace where we are. We can make healthy changes and try to change things we can and accept the things we can't. I think that's one of those religious things. Or all I know is we've got to just give ourselves a break. And at the same time, we need to live a healthy lifestyle. So here to talk about this and more is a wonderful Nathalie Boutros. She is a bon vivant girl and her book is fantastic. If You Are What You Eat, Should I Eat a Skinny Girl? Tips and advice about losing the weight without losing your appetite for life. Nathalie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. How are you?
I am great. It's so nice to have you on the program. Like I said, and I do this too, and I know I shouldn't, and I'll look at something on my body and I'll think, oh gosh, that crease over here on my face is driving me crazy. Should I get it filled in? What should I do? I'm like, no, I'm just going to try to live with it. And I smile a lot. And that is called a smile line, right? But at the same time, like I mentioned, we need to take good care of ourselves without obsessing. That's why your book is so much fun. Now, in the introduction, you talk about what I mentioned about how every woman has a problem with her body and that you were having some issues yourself. Talk to us about how your first diet, you said you were in Switzerland, I believe, and you were at a boarding school.
Exactly. I mean, my first diet, I started when I was 14 years old. I was in Switzerland in all girls boarding school. And everybody was doing a diet. I wasn't that fat, or I wasn't fat actually, but everybody was doing it. I said, okay, you know what? Let me try to do as well. So that was like the beginning of my dieting life. And then year after year, of course, I would compare myself to the others and I will say, okay, oh my God, she looks skinnier than I am. Maybe I should lose more weight. And I will like keep trying all these diets. But my big weight gain happened when I moved to New York 10 years ago. And I gained 40 pounds in a year without even noticing. And I started to panic and I devoted my life to lose weight. And I became a serial dieter where I tried everything. So this book is for people like me who, you know, who are stuck and who are trying to lose weight and who are trying everything and it doesn't work because, you know, we all pass by that.
Oh, it's so true. You know, I love in the book, you say, embrace your curves and shapes. Everything starts with you. If you love them, then others won't have any other choice but to love them. Now, obviously, there are people who are really wanting to lose weight. And you yourself, you said you gained the 40 pounds. And you were saying that the cereal dieting doesn't work. And I mean, diet is a four-letter word. We all know that. Or hopefully we all know that because that's very important. And of course, it's about lifestyle. So I love how you start. Talk to us about lifestyle. And then I also love how you talked about loving and accepting your body, which I just alluded to.
First of all, you know, when we think, we think that losing weight should be easy. Eat less and healthy and exercise. Unfortunately, it doesn't work. I mean, like, and then I think the biggest problem that we have is like we try to do a diet. For me, I Googled the definition of diet when I, you know, started to find this lifestyle. It says restriction. Who wants to live on restriction? Mm-hmm. Whereas when we look lifestyle, it's the way of living. It has to be our life. We cannot like stop our life and start dieting and then living on 3 carrots and being unhappy, frustrated, and angry. It's impossible.
It's and so also, true. And the more you restrict, the more you want.
Exactly. And then, like, I mean, if we tell to a kid to not touch the table or, you know, an object, the kid will go and touch it. We're the same way. If someone tells us, don't eat this, we're going to start eating that. We're going to, like, dream about it. I mean, like, in some of my diets, I will sleep and then dream about food, wake up, panic, or oops, you know, like, I ate that.
It's so funny you say that. I did that once. I had this dream about chocolate cake, and I usually, I mean, if I have cake, it's like a special occasion, and I know I should be a little more relaxed. I'm trying. But at any rate, I woke up. I'm like, oh, my, oh, okay, it's a dream. Phew, because I, like, ate the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. It's like, it's unfortunately, we're all like this, and then we should not forget about bioindividuality. There are not one diet that fits all. We're all different, you know? Our anatomy, our metabolism, our body composition, we're different. We have different lifestyles. So the diet that can work for a friend or someone else might not work for us. So this is very, very important to understand. And, you know, and not be ashamed that our friend's diet didn't work on us.
Yeah, that's a really good point, because we are individuals and we need to look. And I mentioned this before, but, you know, I do better on a more paleo kind of, I'm not going to say diet, but lifestyle, where I eat some grass-fed meat and lots of vegetables and some yam and avocado. And my husband can eat lots of whole grains. If I eat lots of whole grains, I get really tired. It's not even a question of weight for me. But a food affects us all so differently.
Exactly. We have different lifestyles as well. You know, like some of us like work all day. It will be physical work. Some others will be desk work. So that has an impact as well. So we cannot be all the same. Thank God we're not all the same. Although we have all a lot of water in our body, 70%. I mean, we're kind of like cucumbers with anxiety, you know?
It's the best line ever. Cucumbers with anxiety. That is brilliant. Did you make that up?
No, I read it somewhere one day and I loved it. So I said, I have to memorize that.
I'm going to start saying that. That is fantastic. I'm going to have to tweet that later and I'll credit you. And I'll say, when I interviewed the wonderful Natalie, she said, cucumbers with anxiety.
Yeah. So, I mean, after all this, of course, while I was in this cycle of trying to lose weight in the serial diet profession, I didn't see all that. And then one day I said, you know what, enough. Stop all this crazy diet. I mean, I did some extreme diet. I did good ones that worked for somehow, but I did some crazy ones as well. And the day that I stopped, I said, maybe I should start with the primary food, and the primary food not being food that we eat, food talking about our state of mind. How we feel, you know, our happiness, our work, our life all together. I said I should work on that. And this led me to the point, my first point in the Bon Vivant Girl lifestyle in my book, it's love and accept your body. Because if we don't love ourselves, how come the others cannot love us? It's impossible.
It's true. Well, how did you go from a serial dieter to that? Because that's a big leap. And what steps were in between? Did you have to sort of use affirmations or talk to yourself about, listen, I really need to like let go of this hatred towards my body or this negativity?
You know, when I gained all those, I mean, like always, I've never been a skinny girl, let's be honest. But I was always, you know, like a voluptuous, beautiful woman. But when I gained all that weight, I felt, I know that some people will feel the same way. I felt horrible. I felt like a monster, to be very honest. I would sit in front of my closet and start crying. And I would stop socializing, going out, seeing my friends, because like, I would say, I have nothing to wear. They're going to all say, oh my God, how much weight did you gain? Like, did someone eat Natalie, you know? So one day when I was depressed at home, I was watching TV and I saw this show where they would, I think the show name was Love Your Body Naked. They will take like women like me and they will teach them how to get dressed. They will teach them how to, you know, like emphasize their assets. And before the end, they will like do a lineup of several women of different sizes and ask that woman to put herself in the size that she believes she is. And she will always put her with more weight than the actual weight she has. All this work, at the end of the show, they will put her picture on a big square, let's say Times Square, on the billboard, naked. They will take like beautiful pictures of her and put it on the billboard. And then like she will see all the reaction of people, which will be positive. And that will help her to, you know, to gain confidence in herself and to start loving herself. So obviously, I don't have the guts to put myself in a billboard naked on Times Square. But I said, you know, I have a mirror, I have the body, and I stood up in front of my mirror every day naked, and I obliged myself to love one part of my body. It could have been my shoulders, my arms, my legs, my stomach, like anything. And it wasn't very easy. Believe me, it wasn't very easy. But day after day, forcing myself, and I started to see, I said, actually, you know, I'm not that bad. I'm not like a monster. I don't look like alien, you know? So I think that was like the click for me. And I think it's very important to accept us, accept ourselves.
You know, it's so funny because I remember that show and I love that show. And I was like, where did that show go? I mean, I remember years ago, they had that horrible show called The Swan, where all these women, they didn't just get one plastic surgery procedure. They had a nose job, an eye lift, a tummy tuck, a liposuction, a breast implant. And then they had a beauty pageant at the end. Now, I didn't watch it. Okay. I was just so disgusted. And yet that probably thrived, whereas this show, which needs to be on, I love that show. And I'm so glad you brought it up because it's so good. Yeah, it was on TLC, I think. People should look it up because it was so inspiring. And what you did was great because you watched it and you learned and you said, hey, look, I'm going to look in the mirror and I'm going to do this myself. You don't have to put me up on a billboard. I can do it at home.
Exactly. I mean, like, we don't need to go to extremities. But it's like, it really, really helped me. So it really changed my perspective about myself. I wasn't seeing myself as a, you know, as a monster, let's say, into bracket. And then it's very interesting because, like, when I would go out, I was like starting to be secure with myself. My friend will say, you look so secure with your under your skin and then with your weight that people even don't dare to say you're overweight. You know, that and was like the really, yeah. I mean, like, it was really the beginning of my life change.
That is so great. You know, I want to jump into the book. If You Are What You Eat, Should I Eat a Skinny Girl? Tips and advice about losing the weight without losing your appetite for life. You have all these great, fantastic tips. They're all numbered. Number 10, clean your closets. Get rid of your skinny clothes. I love that because you always hear, oh, keep your skinny clothes. You might fit into them one day. Keep your skinny clothes. So tell us why you think that's bad advice, because I agree.
Because I think that, of course, we all have like the skinny jeans or skinny clothes that we keep hoping that we're going to get into it one day. And then, like, periodically, we try to those pants, let's say those pants, and then they don't fit, obviously. And we start getting panicked, and we start getting a bit more frustrated, and we eat more. I think those clothes, they take a physical and emotional space in our closet. And I'm asking you to get rid of it because I don't want you to live in the past. Now you're in a new lifestyle, healthy lifestyle. And I know that if you follow my tips and tricks without restricting yourself, you're going to lose the weight. You're going to take your time, but you're going to lose the weight. And at the end, maybe you're going to need a skinnier jean, or maybe you're going to need another pair of pants. You know what I mean? It's like, don't get attached to the past. This is who you are today. And to be able to move on in your life, you have to accept your situation today. And then let's not forget, we're fashionistas, so we're going to buy a new pair of pants anyway.
Well, that's why I love number 25, buy fitting clothes, because one of the things that bugs me too is there was a show, I forgot what it was called, but on ABC years ago, one of those morning shows, and they had these women and they said, when you lose the weight, then you can wear this great new outfit. I'm thinking, what, they have to look schlumpy all along the way? Why can't they get some cute workout outfit that fits their size? Don't buy a ton, because like you said, you will be losing the weight, but be fashionable and feel good while whatever size you are, instead of being like, oh, you can only have it when you're, you know, reach that skinny goal, which isn't for everybody, right? I mean, not everyone's meant to be skinny.
Exactly. And then it's like, you know, of course, it all happened to us. We go to the store, we try this outfit. We're not very sure about it. And the sales associate tells us, oh my God, you look fabulous in it. We come back home, we look at ourselves again, like, seriously? Like, I don't feel good in it. So don't listen to anyone. Like, look at yourself in the mirror and buy something that fits you, that fits you well, and that enhances your curves, your beauty, your body. It's like, it's very, very important. And I don't ask...
It really is.
I mean, and I don't ask you to go and do a shopping spree, like buy 10,000 things. Buy a few essentials and then, like, you can accessorize. Because, like, I know that you're going to lose weight so often that you will spend your life at the shopping, you know?
That is true. Now, number 17, I love too. Don't fall into 100-calorie snack packs. These drive me nuts because not only are you going to eat more than one, but they're total crap. They're total highly processed garbage. And yet it's like that's part of the cereal dieting, right? Well, you can still have your Oreo cookies or whatever as long as you just have the one pack, but just have some dark chocolate instead.
Exactly. And then, like, you know, I laugh as well, like those salad dressing, 0 calories. Excuse me, but how can a food be 0 calorie? It's like how much crap did they put in it that it can be 0 calorie? So for me, when I do, I mean, like, I'm against processed food. Of course, we cannot not live with processed food. But I mean, I'm really against. I'm trying to eat as healthy as I can because I'm enjoying it, not because I have to. My golden rule is, like, when I go to the grocery store, I look at the ingredients. If it has more than 5 ingredients or ingredients that I cannot pronounce, I don't buy it. That's it. It's simple.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way to go. You've got to do, I call myself a whole fooditarian, and that's the way to go. I love on number 14, avoid buying processed food. You have in capital letters, if chickens don't have arms, where do chicken fingers come from?
Exactly. I mean, like, you know, processed food, like, people think that processed food is like all those frozen meals, but processed food, ketchup is processed food. It's like every food that has changed from its original state is a processed food.
Yes.
So it's really most of the things that we eat. And then if you crave a chocolate, a Snicker bar, let's say, okay, put it on the side. Before eating it, I want my readers to start eating fruit or a piece of dark chocolate, as you said. And then if you still crave the Snicker bar, then eat it. You know, instead of punishing, again, like, I don't want restrictions. So instead of cutting the bad food, I want you to increase and prioritize the good food, the healthy food. And with time, the bad food will disappear.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. You know, number 23 is buy a food processor, blender, mixer. Oh, that's the best. I mean, I love my Vitamix. There's Magic Bowl or Nutribullet. It's Magic Bowls. I mean, there's all kinds of things now. And you can make the best smoothies. And oh, yeah.
I mean, you can do everything in it. It's like I live with mine, you know, and I have a big one, but I have like the little bullet thing, Magic Bullet one. And I do everything in it. My sauces, my dressings, everything, even my meat. I do in several parts, but if I want to do a meatloaf or a chicken or the turkey loaf that I do, I put everything in it. It's better. And it's
really
practical
is.
And it saves a lot of time.
It does. It does. And, you know, one of the things, too, that I'm really big on is mindful eating. And in the fifth chapter of the book, or the part 5, you have 39, eat sitting down and at a table without distractions. There's so often where I'm making dinner for my daughter and I'm eating my dinner, but I'm standing because I'm trying to get her. I was like, no, I'm going to wait. I'm going to sit down. Because as moms, it can be very, very challenging.
But we all do that. I mean, like, even like some days when I'm, you know, trying to cook and I'm like very hungry. So then I see myself at the kitchen counter starting to say, no. You know, I yell at myself. I said, no, stop eating, put it on your plate, you know, go and sit and start eating. Because eating, it's like, it's a pleasure. So let's make it a pleasure. Let's make love to it, you know, like enjoy every bite.
Oh, yes.
If we eat fast at the counter, we're not going to even notice that we're eating. We're going to be hungry half an hour later.
It's true. You know, one of the things that I'm trying to get my daughter to stop doing, and I know I'm the mom, I should just say no, but she loves to drink water with her meals. And we do eat a lot of spicy food. So if I don't give her water, she's like, Mommy, it's so spicy. So any advice on that? Because you do have in the book, number 42, don't drink water while you eat. Drink after your first serving.
Exactly. Because like, if we drink water while we eat, the digestion will get, we cannot digest well. And we're going to be bloated and it's not going to help us. The purpose of water, I understand that when we eat spicy food, we need water. But just hold on. Eat slowly. And then, like, once you finish, you should drink it. Because really, the digestion is very difficult. If we drink while we eat, it's like when we chew, we don't chew our food. It's like it doesn't have time to process and to digest.
Yeah, I don't drink with meals because I've definitely noticed a difference. So I'll work on that with her. What are some of your favorite go-to meals? What are things that you like to make that are simple and whole food based?
First of all, I like lately, I'm obsessed with baking everything. I bake everything. And like the easiest thing for me, it's like buying fish. And before, you know, I would hate to do fish. My apartment is not very big because it would smell. But baking fish was very easy. I put the fish on the baking sheet. I put a dressing, and every time I change the dressing, I put vegetables next to it. I put all this in the preheat oven. In 15 minutes, my meal is ready.
It's wow. Like, what kind of dressing do you put on the fish?
Oh, I have one that I love that I discovered. It's with plum sauce, brown rice vinegar, some a little bit of sesame sauce, and miso paste.
Ooh, that sounds
delicious.
And if
it's like too thick, I add some water, And I just like put on the fish and on the vegetables. I do it with bok choy. It goes very well. If I do with salmon, I put bok choy. It's delicious. Really, it's delicious. And it takes me literally 10 minutes to, not even 10 minutes, 5 minutes to put everything ready. And then the cooking is 15 minutes and it's done.
Oh, that sounds really, really good.
And
you know,
otherwise,
I love making fish, isn't it? Because it's easy.
Exactly. It's like, it's really easy. And then otherwise, I love meatballs, but what I do is like I cheat with my meatball. I always add a lot of vegetables. So at the end of the day, it has kind of the taste of the meat, but it's vegetable balls. So if I don't have time to cook vegetables or I don't have salad at home, even eating that, I will get my portion of vegetables in my meal.
What vegetables do you put in them?
For example, last night I did, I used ground chicken and I put carrots, you know, multicolored carrots. I put some beef. I grated everything where I use my mandoline, by the way, which I was
yes,
saying.
Yes, I was going to bring that up.
Exactly. And I put some leek. I didn't put on it. I put leek and I put a lot of herbs. I put turmeric because turmeric is very good for all the body ache. I put some cumin, some rosemary. Actually, you can put any herb that you like. And I added some parsley. And I made little balls. Actually, to hold all this, I just put one egg yolk. And I hold them all and I bake them.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
It was. I just had the rest today.
Oh. You know, jumping back in the book, I just want to touch on sleep because I am so religious. And here I go again. Everyone's like, oh my gosh, here she goes again. I go to bed every night at the same time. I wake up pretty much every day at the same time. It's early. People are shocked. 8:30, 9 o'clock. I'm in bed. I wake up between 5:30 and 6 most mornings. You can go to Twitter and you'll know, you'll see. I'll be like, I think I'm up. I think I'll tweet. But at any rate, seriously, I mean, to me, it's really good. Now, if you want to go to bed at 11 and wake up at 7, but it's important to have that consistency because they say when you're sleep deprived, you eat more and it affects your hormone. I don't remember the right one, but you might know.
No, you know what happens is that when you eat, it's your cortisol. It's like when you eat, and when you don't sleep enough, your body is so tired that it needs energy. So you start eating to fill up that energy, which doesn't help you. It's like sleeping is really, really important. And I know that we all have, I mean, most of us have that problem. I used to have that problem, and I'm working on it day after day because I don't sleep at 9. I sleep at 11 midnight, but I'm awake at 5:36. But I noticed that it was enough for me. On the other side, but for some people, that's not enough. I can understand. So sleeping is very, very important. Instead of, you know, watching a last TV show or last thing, go to bed. Start reading and then turn off the light and then you will fall asleep.
I watch everything on demand. I mean, some of my favorite shows don't start until 10. I'm not staying up until 10, even let alone 11 to finish watching it. So sometimes I have to just avoid, you know, Yahoo or something if they like, oh, what happened on Better Call Saul?
Exactly.
Last night, or,
no,
one of my favorite shows. I just turn it off. And guess what? I turn it on at maybe 7:45. So then maybe I'll go to bed a little later that night, you know, 8:45, start getting ready. But I think it's so important to have that consistency with what we're eating, with our sleep. And of course, we will mention working out, which you talk about in the book.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I always laugh because like I have some friends who don't work out and then I push them to work out. When they start, they get like so excited. They want to work out every day. I'm like, no, chill. Start once a week and then see how it goes. Because like I know they get so excited and then they injure themselves or like, you know, suddenly they're not liking it. Working out is, personally, I love it. Because like I feel good after I work out. I feel like alive. I don't know how to say this. It's like I'm happy when I work out. And I know that I stick to 3 times a week. I mean, rain, shine, whatever happens, I don't miss my workout. And then the other days, I try to walk as much as I can. And it's been, I want to add some cardio, but it's okay if you don't. What I'm asking is like, do the workout regularly, as if you're brushing your teeth, do your workout then. And some people, they're like, oh, I don't have time to work out. That's baloney. You can work out while watching TV. I mean, we all have like this vicious, you know, thing of watching reality TV. Every time that you hear, oh my God, it's amazing, do 10 squats. Believe me, you'll do more workout than us together. It's like, try to make it fun. It's like, it's okay.
Speaking of fun, you're wonderful. Natalie, I'm trying to say it correctly. I love talking with you. You'll have to come back. You have such great energy. The book is If You Are What You Eat, Should I Eat a Skinny Girl? Tips and advice about losing the weight without losing your appetite for life. The Bon Vivant Girl. I'm probably not saying, how do you say that again? Bon Vivant?
Bon Vivant.
Vivant. Tell us bon all vivant. The ways,
yeah, Bon
Natalie.
Vivant means well living, by the way.
Oh, nice. Oh, I like that.
Bon vivant
I thought it had
in French
to do with
means
traveling.
Well living. No. Bon okay. vivant in all French right. means well living.
Well living. Okay. Well, this is fantastic. Tell us all the ways we can find you on social media and where we can get your wonderful book.
I'm everywhere. You can find me on my website, thebonvivantgirl.com, and I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram, on Facebook, soon on YouTube. I'm everywhere. You cannot miss me. Google me, you'll find me.
Oh, that is so great. Well, I want to thank everyone for listening to Talk Healthy today. I had so much fun. And be sure to check us out. You can check us on Twitter at Talk Healthy, the number 2 day, and also on Instagram, Talk Healthy, number 2 day. And also check us out at Facebook, Talk Healthy Today. I just had such a blast. Natalie, thank you so much. Everyone, thanks for listening and stay well.